This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. Before we get into some interesting thoughts about small cap stocks, let's just take a quick check-in at the KLCI, how it is doing so far this morning.
Wow, as you spoke, Lynn, it went into the red. It's actually flat this morning at 1,588 points right now. It was a little bit in the green earlier, but it had a little bit. It was inching into the green until you mentioned
its
name.
So it's my fault.
Yeah, it got spooked.
We jinxed it. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that as well as we head into the rest of the day. But in the meantime, we're looking at small cap stocks because while small caps tend to be harder hit by recessions, they also do tend to perform better during phases of economic recovery. And sure enough, here in Malaysia, the FBM Small Cap Index is currently up about 10% year to date, whereas the KLCI is down about 2% in the same period. So for some insight into this, we're speaking this morning with Alexander Chia, Regional Head of Research at RHB Investment Bank. Good morning, Alex. Thanks for joining us. So the Bursa Malaysia Small Cap Index has outperformed the broader FBM KLCI. What's driving this trend?
I think what we're seeing here over the past year is that, you know, we remain in a low interest rate environment. And we think that the ample liquidity means that investors are more amenable to managing their own money and getting involved in the stock markets directly. So we think that the small cap names have also been favored, and that reflects the discount, the valuation discount compared to the large caps. You know, although this discount has since narrowed significantly. And of course, we also recognize that the companies in the small mid-cap space have also a greater degree of nimbleness to adapt to the volatile operating environment. And really, this small and mid-cap outperformance is not just a Malaysia phenomenon, but we have seen small caps outperforming across, you know, all the various Asian markets as well.
How much of this trading volume is driven by retail traders?
I would say the retailers have really, you know, given the markets very much of a trading flavor, where if you look at the volume charts, those are typically dominated by the small caps. So I would say that the flavor of the market is definitely from the retailers, because pre-pandemic, we saw the retail participation at pretty low levels, you know, 20-23%. You know, but since the start of pandemic, you know, we've seen retail participation climb to as much as 40% of the market. And even though the foreign investors have by and large taken a back seat, you know, and they've been net sellers for the last 3 years, the retail investors have actually stepped in to replace the foreign investors in the market. So definitely a lot of the interest has been driven by the retailers. But of course, during this period, I mean, if you look at the large cap index, that has pretty much been range bound since the beginning of this year. And because large cap stocks are capped by concerns over short-term risks, you know, even institutional investors will increasingly be looking at the smaller cap names to generate some alpha for their portfolio.
Alex, how much more upside is there?
Well, I think right now we've seen the valuation gap narrow, but there is still a, you know, 2 PE kind of discount on average between the large caps and the small caps. So I think from here on in, you know, we've seen the small caps go on a tear. So increasingly, you know, identifying the small cap names that will do well will increasingly be a challenge. And I think, you know, one needs to be a bit more circumspect, you know, when it comes to stock selection. I think investors need to do their homework, you know, but of course, if you think there is still upside, but I think, you know, smart stock selection will be critical towards continuing our performance in this space. But I think that the interest in the small cap names will continue to be there.
Now, small cap stocks do tend to be more volatile. So what is the best investment strategy to adopt here?
So right now, I think many you know, retail investors historically have tended to be speculative investors, right? But I think, you know, you'll be surprised in this current information age where we have, you know, the internet and many, many resources, you know, news resources and so on. You will be surprised at how well informed some retail investors are. So I think what's important is for the retailers who are keen on investing in the market to actually be informed as to what they're actually buying and to not get too carried away, you know, with their speculative portfolio. You know, at the end of the day, fundamentals will still rule. So I think it's just the best strategy is really to know what you're buying and to do the homework.
Apart from volatility, what other risks are there when it comes to small caps?
I think the investors favor small caps because of their volatility. Typically, investors don't, you know, they shun the more insty type, you know, blue chips because of the lack of volatility. But I think, you know, there is a need to look at, you know, issues that, you know, sometimes we've read about some of the small cap names being manipulated. And therefore, one needs to be very cautious that, you know, they are not being led to buy names that, you know, that fall into such a category. So I think, you know, again, one needs to do their work and not be too speculative when it comes to, you know, making the decisions or that concern their portfolio.
Alex, which sectors within the small caps are you paying most attention to?
Okay, as you know, we are publishing our 2021 RHB small cap book for Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, and Thailand today. And for the Malaysia book this year, I think the biggest chunk, the sector that has the most stocks for this year's picks, they fall into the industrial products and services sector with 30% of the names. This is followed by technology and consumer with 20% each, in addition to construction, 15%. And we also have names from the oil and gas, media, as well as healthcare sectors.
So what are your top picks then here, Alex, or which would you avoid?
Well, you'll have to look at the book to see what our picks are for this year, you know, but I think, you know, right now, generally, what we can say is that we still favor small cap names, that the investor interest will remain. I think we would avoid stocks that we typically don't know anything about and where we lack, you know, a degree of, you know, having run a fine-tooth comb over the prospects. So we would want to focus on stocks that we have done our homework on.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Alex. That was Alexander Chia of RHB Investment Bank talking to us about what kind of the things that we can expect from the FBM small caps that we are seeing. So which do tend to be a little bit more volatile, but as we've seen, the small cap index has outperformed our KLCI significantly. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.